Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
This is a massive, this is Texas getting into the playoffs sort of upset.
Yep.
Boy, you are the Steve Sark, maybe Vandy playing a 13th game. The betting markets had you as a heavy, heavy underdog to make it into today's show.
Nice little plus money win on me today.
Nice but little. That would be like a 1,000-to-1 win. That would be
it
epic.
Wasn't that bad.
You doing a little manipulating the markets, are you? You see that? You see the Google, bro?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was great.
20-something million or whatever
you
got?
Which, by the way, that's legal.
Is it?
Yeah, it's unregulated.
I guess, yeah. So if you didn't see, like, on the poly markets now, you can bet on anything. So apparently there was someone, like when Gemini 3.0 would come out. So it's like every time there was a bet on what Google was going to do, someone was placing serious money.
He was 23 of 23.
Yeah. And he was just, so someone eventually figured out there was a mistake and they published something came out where he got exposed and someone was like, 23 of 23 for millions of dollars. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I think that's probably a Google insider.
Yeah. He worked there probably.
Yeah. I assume I thought that was like more like insider trading.
Well, I don't think it is because those markets are unregulated.
Huh.
Yeah. That's the whole It's the whole fight of Kalshi and all those are fighting right now. And they're claiming they are not, it is not a betting market. I don't know how
that's not a betting market. Well, you're literally betting.
Well, but they're saying, but there's not a house. It's like if I bet something on Kalshi, there has to be somebody else on the back end my bet.
Yeah.
So it's like me against you, not me against, I don't know, dude.
It's funny because I just got done watching, because I'm old. Do you still watch 60 Minutes?
No.
Okay. I love 60 Minutes.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
So I check that out every Sunday, and I just watched the same sort of thing where apparently it's not illegal. So I guess there's someone from some Asian guy from the Royal Canadian Bank. He's Japanese, but he's Canadian. And he figured this thing out. Again, to the tune of several billion dollars. So these ultra fast these exchanges were figuring something out where they had supercomputers. So I'm trying to the best way I can explain this. So you're a large company, right? And you put in a trade for 6,000 shares of something. They had a supercomputer and they had laid high speed line. They spent like $300 million to lay high speed cable to one of these exchanges. And as the order would come through, like for, again, say 1,000 shares, after 100 shares, their computer would be like, hey, they bought 100 shares. They're buying 900 more. They could then jack up the price on you before your order got finished because they were faster. And sometimes it was only by the tune of a few pennies or maybe a few cents and sometimes a buck. But they did it on every big trade that was going on. And no one could figure out how these exchanges were. Like, hey, I'm placing an order for 1,000. How come the first 200 are a different price than the other? And it was happening so fast, no one could pick up on it. And some guy, like I said, some Royal Canadian guy figured this out, that that's what everyone was doing. They were just...
It was a computer?
Yeah, these people were setting up these, they called them high-speed exchanges, where they were spending hundreds of millions of dollars to have fiber optics that were a tenth of a second faster than anything else, and they were basically rigging the system. They were just faster than you and were like, okay, you want to do this, our computer's faster.
Wow.
And technically, it's legal, but now there's government hearings on it and they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it won't be legal for long.
No. But yeah, to the tune of it was billions of dollars. And it was kind of gaming the system. But everyone was like, well, we don't know what to do about it because it's brand new.
If your life depended on it, could you come up with a scheme like that?
No.
I couldn't either.
No. God, no.
You know? It's like... I mean,
which I was kind of like, well, I mean, I know that you're a bunch of like sons of bitches that you're rigging the system, but at the same time, you're kind of smart. Like no one figured it out for years and years and years.
Didn't there used to be people in the sports betting, when sports betting went to apps and the internet and stuff?
Yeah.
Weren't there people that were at games that when they were live, they were slightly ahead of the live betting market?
Yes, yes.
And they were watching the action and then
somehow
placing bets, like say a goal was scored on a hockey game.
Yeah.
And you just, I don't know how you do it that fast, but they were betting on the next shot to be a goal or whatever.
Yeah, and we're getting in.
And they were cashing tickets.
Yeah, because a lot of times, the 60 Minutes piece, I encourage you to go look at it. Like, depending on where you're at and distances traveled and maybe like this cable's faster than that one over there. And I guess there's some sports arenas where this is worse than others. I guess in Toronto at the Maple Leaf Stadium, I guess it's worse. So they can lag behind like the TV broadcast sometimes between 30 seconds and 45. So there was a whole thing where if you live by the arena, you hate watching the games on TV because you hear the goal horn. You can hear it outside of the arena, sometimes 30 seconds before something happens. And there was something, it was something like that where there were certain places that would lag behind. And yeah, people could get an advantage if you were in the arena watching it live versus what was going out.
Mm. Well, if there were odds on me returning today, I wouldn't even bet on it.
Well, I even read the text yesterday where you were like, yeah, I wouldn't count on it.
Didn't look good.
Well, and then you're off tomorrow. So we just assumed whatever you were doing was important.
Yeah.
So why would you risk the Friday off to come back today?
Well, one, I feel fine and at this point. Yeah. Like, I'm a little tired now, but I don't know what I had. Probably the flu. Yeah. And my wife's currently down, too, by the way.
Is it that you just wanted to be out of the house so you didn't have to take care of her?
I mean, look,
ooh, smart.
Part of it?
Well, part of it is that I'm going to be out tomorrow and I kind of felt bad. And the other part of it is I'm simply well enough to do the broadcast. Sure. And I enjoy doing the broadcast, so why not do the broadcast?
Broadcast excellence.
No, I don't know about excellence, but...
broadcast adequacy.
You know, I'm back in the hot tub here. I'm easing in.
There you go.
One foot at a time.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I just, I want to talk sports. I'm kind of glad I missed signing day. That's great. And I'm also glad I missed all the bitching about Lane Kiffin. And I'm also glad I'm missing a lot of the bitching about the playoff.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, we kind of... Again, all of this stuff is very... Like, we were talking about it, and we were under the... this was my working theory. Which, by the way, you did just get done boasting about your new robust immune system.
Well, let's not fake news this.
You were
bragging. I said... Well, what I said was, I have not been sick nearly as much. And you can check the tape. This is my first... sick day of the year, I believe, or these were my first sick days of the year. No. And I used to get sick all the time. So, I have tackled my immune system problem, but that does not mean that I don't get sick. I definitely get sick. Yeah. It's just I'm getting sick a lot less. Right. And I am actually, as we just discussed, I am actually quite impressed with my body's ability to have bounced back by today.
Well, here,
because normally, you know,
when you go down,
when I go down, I go down hard, and I was down hard Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. I did not think I would be back on Thursday, but now I'm back. So maybe some of this work, maybe a lot of people are saying,
herein lies, I have a working theory.
Some of this work I'm doing is good.
I have a working theory on this. You know, it's like when the mom lifts the baby off the car, right? The body has an amazing ability to, the mind can tell the body. And you have the innate ability to get sick before or after vacations. Like, it all stems together. And is it possible, on this, that after the holiday, you knew what was coming? Because we were like, signing day, the Lane Kiffin stuff, coaching carousel. Mm. I'm like, these are all things that you despise. Is it possible that over the holidays, you're like, you knew what was coming, and your body's like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, I've trained my body.
You've trained it. Like, we're shutting it down. Because then you get the twofold. You got the holiday break into extended time, and you got to miss a bunch of crap that you hate anyways. I was wondering if maybe this was the body and the mind working together.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you were to say, if you could train your body to be sick for one sports week, what would it be? I wouldn't say it would be this week.
No.
Because this is a fun, I mean, you know, you got the playoff.
There's a lot going on.
The coaching carousel is fun. Just the Lane Kiffin stuff was good. I think it's just my timeline. You know, it's like the algorithm, why is it that 90% of the things that show up in my algorithm I hate? Why is that?
Is it possible you're becoming an old curmudgeon?
Well, but it's my algorithm. It's supposed to be the things that I like and I want to read, right?
Here is another one. And I saw this on 60. I'm giving 60 Minutes all the love today. It turns out that when they did a 60 Minutes thing on algorithms, it's not the things that you love that keep you around and get you engaged. It's the things that you hate.
Damn it.
Hate is a stronger emotion.
Damn it.
So your algorithm is a nice mix of things that are red meat to you, both good and bad, but they've actually found that the stuff that pisses you off is the stuff that keeps you more engaged. Damn. They just know what pisses you off. So that algorithm is for you. So you ask, why is it all the stuff you hate? Because that's what you ultimately, like, we want. We want to be mad and angry.
I don't really want to be mad and angry, though.
But people do, and so they're like,
people can bite
here
me.
You go.
Yeah, here's another article about why the playoff committee sucks. I get it. Yeah. Here's another article why Lane Kiffin sucks. Yep. I get it. Yep. I just, it's a little much. I mean, it's good content. It's just,
it's a lot.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
So if I could pick one week, you know, I think the week between the Super Bowl or in the championship weekend and the Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
Is a good week to be off. And by the way, I just warned you now, I'm off that week because
I'm out.
Well, I didn't plan it this way, but
really?
You didn't
plan it that way?
No, the kids are getting married in Mexico in January, and it just so happens that week.
It just so happens? Grandpa Rob wasn't trying to shove some, hey guys, what about this week?
Dude, you think she would let me have any say over when the hell they got married? No.
Yeah.
So, that could be a good one because that's always a lame week.
Yeah.
Signing day is a good one. I don't like
that. Is not up your alley.
Did you guys bloviate about high school boys in tights?
Absolutely, man. We had a whole thing about it.
God.
And as someone is pointing out, Lanning does say being sick is a choice. Rob, that may have been your choice. You may have put the hand up and been like, yeah, you know what?
I was thinking about him.
Taking one for the team.
I was thinking about him lying there. Coughing, like, you know, he does say being sick is a choice, and I see what he means, but I didn't have a choice.
No.
I can assure you.
You were going to rip some Zins and some Monsters and then get up and get going?
I tried, but it made me more sick. No, it's good to be back. I was actually out. This is all a lie. I was actually out interviewing for the Penn State job.
Yeah. Eventually, you decided to turn it down as well.
They need you.
Well, I don't want to live in Happy Valley.
I think they're down to Matt Campbell, and if not, no one else.
You know, saw Coach Klein from Waterboy. They're considering him out of, what is it, SCLSU?
They caught wind of my Hail Mary expertise. they were intrigued.
That was pretty good.
But it wasn't enough, apparently. So I'm
that, to me, is the funniest but also the saddest football story to come out in like 20 years. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Well, it's not over yet.
No.
So maybe you...
But the idea that Penn State, who was a play away from a national title game last year, one fourth down away from beating Oregon this year, and then you fire your coach outside of UCLA... You were the first team to fire your coach, the second team to fire your coach. And you got, have you seen the list of people that have turned them down?
Yeah.
Dude, it is incredible. They even missed on Bob Chesney, who was Cignetti's replacement at James Madison. He's from Pennsylvania and played football in Pennsylvania. And they didn't even get him. The BYU coach turned you down. You got defeated by the Crumble Cookie Man.
When I'm turning you down, it's...
It's bad.
It's
Did you get big Crumble money, too?
No.
Yeah.
I did see Kalani Sitake in the airport.
Oh, did you?
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interviewing.
Out there. Just, you know, crossing
We compared paths. Notes.
My favorite thing is that James Franklin, on signing day, put out a thing that their dessert of choice was Crumble cookies. And if you don't know, the Crumble cookie people are the ones that stepped up and allowed Sitake
to stay. Well, it was the guy,
the Crumble guy.
He's a BYU guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a gajillion dollars.
I just love that.
And he actually tweeted that he was going to go save BYU football.
Yes.
And he did.
Penn State was defeated by cookies. And it couldn't happen. Well, I guess it could have happened to a better place. It would have been Baylor. But if it wasn't Baylor, I'm glad it happened to Penn State.
Well, we'll do a Penn State segment today, I think, right?
Yeah, we can do a Penn State segment.
Yeah, I think we should. This one-day work week is going to be great. Like, we got a lot to squeeze in here.
Well, you're already getting tired, I can tell, so pace yourself.
Well, listen, I am a little fatigued, but that's never stopped me before.
Has it?
Never.
All right, well, you're playing
hurt.
I'm
ready to go.
You're playing hurt. Let's go.
Let's party. We're going to start. Oh, I have to make an announcement.
Oh, boy.
Dan Lanning. Not coming on today.
He's busy... I don't know. He's not recruiting. He already recruited.
He's out.
We don't know why.
He's out of town, they said.
Well, maybe he's getting a day off.
Well, he's probably
something.
Like Belichick. He's probably vacationing, you know.
Him and Jordan Hudson. Also, too, did you see that Jordan Hudson filed a public request record for all of the recruits for North Carolina?
I don't know what that means.
She's digging into the backgrounds of North Carolina players. Good idea, everybody.
Well, she's probably just trying to pick her next prey, don't you think?
Probably.
Whose daddy's a billionaire?
She's
got to go younger sooner than later.
She cannot help herself from just being the biggest yaunch in sports.
Let's start with cool, hot, awesome college football talk.
Yeah.
Are we starting to get bullish on Oregon's playoff chances? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's right, I'm back, bitches. Schnitzel Wolf is in there.
By the way, I just noticed in your big Laura Hurst ad, my favorite thing is when you say that you can go in there and grab your meat.
You just noticed that?
I just noticed that.
Yeah, that's been a running, it's been running for several years.
I know, and I guess I just noticed, did he just say you can go in there and grab your meat?
That's my bit.
All right, yeah.
And I usually highlight it to really make it stand out, but that one I kind of snuck it in there.
We all got to grab our meat every once in a while.
Well, of course you. Yeah, the only place to grab your meat is Laura Hurst Market, for heaven's sakes.
The best quality.
Who doesn't know that? Yeah. Well, listen, I just want to say, we have a text line here.
Sure.
And somebody said that they saw a story where a British man tossed his external drive containing his Bitcoin passwords into a landfill.
Oh, boy.
And he said he did it when prices were low, and he's accumulated 8,000 Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
And so I went and looked that story up.
True?
Bro, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's very true.
Very true. He's a young guy. he threw away, his name is James. He lives in London town. Mm. He threw away his computer. He was cleaning out his house.
Sure.
And he thought it was empty, and he put it in a trash bag in his hallway. This was in 2013. And he thought it was empty, he put it in a trash bag in his hallway, and it went to a landfill.
Yeah, boy. Has he been searching for it ever since?
Dude, you know how much it's worth?
8,000 Bitcoin? Oh, I'm guessing
billions.
It's, yeah, I don't know about billions, but I'm sure it's...
$900 million.
Oh, my God.
Well, of course, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
But this story. So this is
just
from February.
Has he been sifting through landfills?
Okay, so he knows the landfill that it went to.
Okay.
So that right there gives you a
Are you here's a question.
He has been fighting in court.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
to search the landfill. They won't let him.
I was going to say, I doubt, I'll tell you what, if I worked at that landfill, you know what I'd be doing every single day before and after I clocked in? Be looking for that damn computer. Although if you found it.
Well, you got to give it to him, but he'd give you a cut.
That's what I was going to say. Do you have to give it to him?
Yes, because he has
he's the only one.
No. But you're not legally required, so you would cut a deal with him to be like, look, you've got $900 million. Actually, you don't have squat, but I don't have squat.
I found it.
Beneficial. And I wouldn't go 50-50.
No.
I'd be more like 30-70. And by the way, give him the 70.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm like, you give me.
I'd take 10.
Yeah, let's go.
Anyway, he sued, so they wouldn't let him search the landfill.
Yeah.
So he has sued and lost. Mm. And now he is saying that he is going to buy the dump.
Does he have, how much does it cost to buy a dump?
I mean, if he finds this thing, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I mean, you still have to have the money to buy a
well, listen, the guy was able to mine 8,000 Bitcoin.
He's probably okay.
So he probably has.
Valid point.
You know.
Honestly, if I was that bro, I would seriously just go to the employees and be like, look, the first one that finds this, here's $100 million. If I went down to the way, because I don't think they call it the dump anymore, which is disappointing.
It's a landfill.
It's a landfill. If I went down to the landfill, and by the way, like I used to work out with a guy that worked at the landfill over there in Vancouver. Like, if I went to Benny and was like, Benny, man, $100 million, and all you have to do is find it, and whoever finds it gets their cut of it, dude, that computer would be found in like 7 days. There's just... You put those guys that, I mean, that's tough work out there, dirty, nasty work. And I don't think you're getting paid a ton of money. The key is to not try to sue. You cut the other people in.
If right now this guy called you and said, Suk,
yeah,
I need you to go out there and search for my white bag with my Bitcoin password drive in it.
Yeah. I'm in the dump.
It's in a landfill.
Yeah.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Like you're quitting your job.
Yes.
Your life, you're moving to England.
Mm-hmm.
And looking for this hard drive in this landfill.
Yeah.
If you find it, he's giving you half.
Yeah.
If you don't,
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
And I lose my job because obviously all that.
Are you going?
I would need to do some legwork to find out how often that landfill is, you know, is turned over. Or there.
You want to know your odds.
I just need to know if it's still there. Like, you know, if it's one of those things where we compact trash and there's a more than likely chance that this thing has been crushed or, you know, destroyed in some way that I'm not. But if you tell me, hey, as far as I know, that thing went in a dumpster, dumpster got dumped in the landfill, and it all got shoved in the middle. Yeah. What else am I? I will take a year of my time. I will take 2 years of my
time. This is your life.
I know what I'm saying. Like, I will take however long it takes me. And yes.
You're going to go for it, huh?
Yeah. Dude, you tell me, let's say on the off chance, it takes me 3 years to sift through that. 3 years. And I'm doing that. I just live off my savings. You know, I'm like, I kind of bleed a little bit there. And I spend 3 years working 10-hour days. And at the end of that, I'm retired because I have $500 million. Yeah, man.
There's the landfill.
Yeah, I got that.
How many like hard drives or what is it? Just a thumb drive? Like so the tiny,
you
tiny
know,
one?
I don't know.
So again, is a real needle in a haystack.
But again, it's in a computer.
It's in a I think he said it was in a computer.
Yeah.
In a black or in a white plastic
bag. I'm finding
white trash bag, which, by the way, the whole landfill looks like white trash bags.
I know.
But
I'm Scooby-Dooing the S out of that, man. And you know what? I'm farming out. Like, we're doing that. We're getting to it.
Yeah.
What else am I doing, man?
There's got to be investors that would be willing to see. Sue, well, you asked, where are you going to get the money to buy the landfill? Somebody's going to be funding this, dude.
Well, you would think that if it were that, if there were just an off chance they could find it.
Yeah.
That's too much money. They would find it.
They would find it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So something's not.
So that's why I've said I need some legwork. I need to hire a smart person to calculate some odds. And if you tell me there's like a 10 or 15, 20% chance.
Well, you should probably hire the guy who mined 8,000 Bitcoin.
That's true. And so I'm telling him.
He's still looking for it. So he thinks there's a chance.
I just need this. I need someone to be like, look, what are my odds here? Because if it's 50-50, I don't know if I'm doing it. Like, you got to give me some. You got to give me decent odds that at least it's there.
What if I say you can't, like, I can't tell you that?
Nah.
Then you're not going to try?
I'm not doing that. My life's fine. Yeah. I'm not rich.
My life's fine.
It is.
Nah. You know what you sound like? Schultzy. Here, hold on.
I'm fine.
life's fine.
Look.
I'm fine. Nah.
Do I want a couple $100 million? Yes. Is there ever a time in the last, I don't know how long, that I've woken up and been like, my life sucks? No, dude, I got a great life.
Be exciting to be out there, like, every day, just, you know?
Until it's like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
You get used to the smell after a while, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. You get used to it. You just be, at some point, and just be you in a mask and gloves, just sifting through trash. This is my job.
I mean, yeah. I wonder if over the years they could pinpoint, like, hey, this year, from this area of town, we dumped the trash in this part of this massive part. Like, I don't know. That's...
Well, again, I'm sure he has tried everything to uncover that.
Yeah. Someone's saying that he had wealthy tech backers for a while on the assumption they would get reimbursed, but they haven't been able to. So, he's been.
Dude,
he's
that
been
thing attempted. Is long gone.
So that's my point. Like, if you told me at the beginning, but now, no, I'm not going to. That dude has spent 12 years looking for that thing. He ain't found it.
Well, but he hasn't been able to look for it.
That's true.
He's been fighting for the right to look for it.
I guarantee he's had people trying to get in there.
I would have broken in.
Well, there was that one story, and I don't know how it got resolved.
I mean, did they arrest you for breaking into a dump?
Yeah, trespassing.
Well, but it's a dump.
Yeah, it's still trespassing.
Still private property.
Well, my house can be a dump, but you can't decide to go in there because you think it looks like trash.
Well, I don't want to break into your dumpy house.
There was that story about a guy, same thing, he had hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever, he had all these Bitcoin or whatever, and his password, like, all those things are really protected, and he had forgotten his password. And I guess he had tried all these different ones, and at some point it locks it.
Yeah, I heard this.
You remember
story.
That? And so the dude was down to his last password attempt, and he couldn't remember what it was, and like those, like, I forget what they're called, but there's like certain, it's like Fox Den, or like there's a mask, or like
it's like 20 words.
Yeah, and it's a whole thing.
It's like a key.
That's what I think this guy is searching for, right?
Because
you have to have that in order to do
to get access
your Bitcoin.
So this dude was down to his last, and they tell you, like, when a couple guys in my gym were into this, and I was like, hey, I don't know, maybe, and it was not for me. But I went through the process of setting up a wallet and all that, and it does say when you sign up, there is no way to recover this password. You write it down, you keep it somewhere,
that
put it in a safe. They're like, there is no, oh, I forgot my password, recover it.
No, it's gone.
And my dude was down to his last attempt. Otherwise, it is gone forever. And it was a significant amount of money. And I don't know if he ever, I don't know whatever happened. But, I mean, you want to talk about a pucker factor. You got one attempt to remember the password you used.
Well, there would be no way. I mean, I dabbled in a little Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I've since sold it. Yeah. But I remember, you know, I had the password thing.
Yeah.
And there's no way you could, well, I guess you could memorize it, but it would be really hard. Yeah. It's like you said, it's 21 words in a row. Yeah. And they're just kind of random. That would be really hard to do. Now, how do you think that you would find, how many body parts would you find before you found money?
Oh, God.
Do you think?
Or dead animals.
Ooh, no, you'd find a lot of dead animals.
You'd find such bad stuff, man. Like,
what if you found, like, just cash?
Well, yeah, what if you found something? That's the other thing.
There's another treasure.
As you're searching, maybe you're finding cool stuff. I don't know.
You probably find a lot of stuff that shouldn't be thrown away yet. And speaking of which, Bitcoin story that you're talking about, Souk, the guy's name is Stephen Thomas, and as of 2025, reports are there is no confirmation the wallet was successfully accessed.
Whoa.
Sexy access.
Yeah, so he may have just lost that.
Yeah,
forever.
He probably did.
And it was.
And that's on you, because you're right. It warned you, like,
Many times.
Do not lose this.
You know,
you will need this.
You know, one of the reasons I didn't get into it, one, I didn't fully understand it. I was like, "There, I'll eventually lose this."
I totally would.
I just was like, "Yes."
You know who else would? My wife. I don't even think she has a password keeper. Yeah, I'm like, "Babe, it's so easy. Just put your stuff in a password keeper."
I reset.
I don't want to do that. It's like, God, you're your own worst enemies.
I signed up for that thing, and I was like, "Dude, this is just only a matter of time." I'm like, "Whatever."
All right, well, there's a impromptu searching for Bitcoin passwords in a landfill segment. Mm-hmm.
Never know what you're going to find at the dump. I miss the old days of the dump.
Mildly intriguing.
Yeah.
The dump. And I use that word mildly
for a
reason.
Now it's a transfer station. Yeah. But back in the day, I remember being a kid and my dad taking me to the dump. And we backed our old Dodge Adventure pickup thing literally up to the edge of just a big ass pit.
And they didn't check anything.
And you just threw it in there,
now,
whatever you wanted.
I will tread lightly
on
this.
That was the golden age.
I don't think this is wrong because I was there cleaning out my parents' house in Salina, Kansas. Yeah. This was not that long ago. Yeah. So I believe that in many, like you say transfer station, that's because you live in Portland.
Yeah.
Many places in the country, they still just have a big old hole. The guy's like, yeah, it looks good. Dumper on in there.
There was no regulation. You just paid like a flat fee, and you backed up whatever's in the back of that truck was going in the hole.
I mean, overall, I do think it's kind of sad. Part of the human condition we have not figured out is what to do with our trash. We just bury it. That's what we end up just putting it in the ground.
Do you have an answer for that, Schulte?
If I did, I would not be here trying to get this job, sir.
Well, it pisses off all the snowflakes, but what we ultimately do is we just sell it to, like, all your recycling and trash.
Yep.
We just sell it to poor countries.
And they bury it.
So I know a guy who is
pretty funny, isn't it, Schulte?
Well, like,
it's funny that people think they're doing something.
I can't say who he is because, you know, but I know a guy who deals in trash and he makes fun of. Dude, this guy's got a plane. He's got plane money. He's got FU, I own a plane money. And he laughs at recycling and response. He goes, dude, I end up with all of that. And he sells it to like third world countries. And I'm like, isn't that kind of evil? And he's like, it's got to go somewhere. And he goes, here's my plane. Dude is worth a fortune. And all he does is take the stuff that you think is being recycled and responsibly dealt with. And he ships it off to some place that no one cares, but they pay him a bunch of money and they just throw it in the ocean hole or whatever.
My hands are clean. I separated it at the house. I did my duty. I can't control everything.
Wait till he, like, every now and then we'll be hanging out or something, and someone will do that. They'll be separating stuff, and he's just laughing. He's like, it's getting ready to go to Somalia right now, and I got to fuel up the jet.
The old trash Nazi.
The old trash guy.
All right. Well, let's get back on track here, and we'll talk about Oregon's playoff chances and a nice little recruiting class coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, now let's get back to sports.
Why? I'm kind of
fascinated. Stick to sports.
This hot dump conversation we're having.
Stick to sports, bros. You guys don't know anything. This is true. Doesn't stop us. No. Never has.
Kind of want 4 hours on Bitcoin investment and mining techniques. And
is Bitcoin still worth the buy at 100,000? Isn't it still over $100,000?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I think probably for a little bit longer, but also I read that, and I don't know anything about this, but you're running out of like supply, because that's the thing with like...
Well, yeah. It's a limited number.
Yes. And so there will not
Which is why everyone says you should get it, because eventually... it's going to be capped, and then it becomes worth more and more and more.
It's 92,000 today.
92 G's, huh?
Yeah, it's down 1,100, so.
I'll wait.
I'm waiting on Fartcoin. That's where I'm putting all my money in.
I like Fartcoin, too. Have you created your own coin yet?
I have not. I'm waiting to get involved in something that, the next Trump thing. I'm waiting for the next Trump coin. I'm gonna jump on that wagon.
I read where Eric Trump, he's the goofy brother.
Yeah.
He's gotten really rich recently.
Oh, they all have.
400 million or something.
Yeah.
I'm really rich.
Suddenly worth. All right. So back to sports.
Yeah.
Oregon is getting ready for, I don't know, Virginia? What? James Madison?
Tulane?
There is a chance.
What are they getting ready for?
I am excited about the possibility of no ACC teams, although Miami's going to get in. So
you think they are?
Yeah. Like,
wait, what?
Miami's getting in.
No way.
Yeah. 100%.
What do you mean 100%?
Unless BYU is in. They are, like, the betting markets are telling you this. The college football playoff guys are telling you this. Dave Bartu is telling you this.
What are they telling me?
So, if you paid, now, this is all a caveat, because if BYU wins, then no one's getting in.
Yeah, because BYU and Texas Tech are in.
Yeah, so that eliminates.
Then no other teams are in but BYU and Texas Tech.
So, Alabama, essentially, when they did these last rankings, they move Alabama to 9. Right? And they put Notre Dame at 10 and Miami at 11. So they stacked them. So just that subtle flip. And then the committee member came out and said, it's a lot easier to evaluate wink, wink, nod, nod teams when everything's done and they're right by each other. And there was no reason for Alabama to jump anybody other than they are telling you at this point that Alabama is going to get in regardless of what happens.
They have Miami 12, though.
Yeah. So that's what
I said. 11.
But Notre Dame is right. Notre Dame's 11 then, and Miami's 12.
Notre Dame's 10. BYU's 11. Miami's 12.
Okay, yes.
That's what I'm looking at.
I stand corrected. When BYU loses, this is why I say BYU has to lose in order for this plan to...
So they've set it up for Miami to slide up, is what you're saying?
Yes.
But what about the ACC champ?
It won't matter. If the ACC...
You're doing great.
Well, you're going too many things at once. Do you want the BYU-Miami thing, or do you want the ACC champ?
Well, both, because they both matter.
Okay, so if the ACC comes down, it's Duke and Virginia. If Virginia wins, Virginia's in.
Because they're 17th.
It doesn't. They're the conference title, they're in. So the ranking doesn't matter.
But caveat,
yeah.
Just because you win the ACC does not mean that you're in the field.
But Virginia is high enough that if they win, they are in. Where the weird part comes in is if Duke wins. Duke's 7-5, right?
Yeah, and they're not getting in.
They're not getting in. So James Madison is ranked, and so is Tulane in North Texas. So if Duke were to win, even though they're the conference title, the way the football playoff is set up, it's the five highest conference champs. Well, the ACC's conference champ would not be one of the five highest.
Right.
James Madison would be above them. The American Conference champion would be above them.
Is that North Texas?
It would be North Texas
or Tulane,
whoever wins. And they're both ranked as well, and Duke is not.
Okay.
So there is a scenario where if Duke wins, James Madison goes, if they win, and they will, and the winner of North Texas Tulane goes, and Duke does not, which would leave the ACC out.
Including Miami.
Here comes the one, though. If BYU loses, and almost everyone believes that they will lose, including me, BYU will drop out.
Right.
And that means that Miami and Notre Dame, therefore, are side by side. They will be 11-12.
Oh.
And the committee members said that it is when teams are side by side, it is much easier to evaluate them. And they actually said, and the biggest determinator in that will be head to head. They are telling you that if BYU loses, Miami and Notre Dame are sandwiched up, and they said in their own words at that point, head to head, which means Miami is going to leapfrog Notre Dame. They are setting it up for Miami to leapfrog Notre Dame.
I see.
Now, if BYU wins, then it doesn't matter because Notre Dame and Miami are both out, and BYU and Texas Tech are in. But they are setting up the caveat for this to happen. So if I'm a Notre Dame fan, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're done. You are not getting in. Miami will jump you. The betting market is already showing this too. Miami at one point was a huge underdog to get in, and those odds are flipping like every single day.
Well, Notre Dame could also get in if Alabama gets blown out, because that would be their third loss.
Yeah, I still don't see it. Because again, well, if you take to the point where
let it play out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the idea that they have said that the conference title game shouldn't punish you, although they're going to punish BYU, but they don't care about BYU. They do care about Alabama.
So back to my original question. Oregon is preparing right now for Virginia? Yeah. James Madison?
They will get Virginia, James Madison, Tulane, or North Texas.
Unless
probably.
They move up to a bye.
Yes.
Now, I was just looking at the schedule. If they move up to a bye,
yeah.
You realize they will not play a game for 30 days?
Yeah, it's a long time. And I think there's a lot of fans, and Lanny will never talk about it, but would you rather have the 30 days off, or would you rather play a home game, to be honest with you, against a team that you're going to be 20-plus point favorites against? I think a lot of people would rather just play the extra game.
They say that because last year it seemed that the layoff hurt Oregon.
Yes.
That's why they say that.
Yeah.
But having been through the layoff once, you would think that it may not hurt them as bad this year. Plus, they're banged up.
Yeah.
And they do need some time to get healthy. Now, playing a game against a Virginia or James Madison, you would think you would win that game.
It's a nice tune-up.
So it is, but... I mean, more guys could get hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think we're out thinking it a little bit. Just take the bye.
Yeah.
It's one less win. Like, you have to win four tough games to win this thing.
Yeah. Why not
make it three? If I give you the opportunity to only win three, you would take that if you put it that way.
That has always been my belief, but I have heard from people, and there's a sentiment out there that with a very weak team that you're going to be a three touchdown favorite over at home. I can see, I mean, I don't agree with it, but I see the argument of you get the tune-up out of the way, you shake off the rust, you beat the crap out of someone, and then, you know, you've got the three games, and it might even be an easier path. The five seed, and this is where Ohio State was, a lot of people think the five seed is
the best one.
That it's a sweet spot.
Well, yeah, because you play the 12,
yeah,
which is usually like the Tulanes or the North Texases or the James Madisons.
Yep.
And then you play the 4.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you move into
yes, because it would be Texas Tech. Yeah.
You play the 1.
No, the way it's set up now.
2-3-1-4.
I think the way it's set up now, if I'm not mistaken, in the second round, Oregon, if they're the 5, would play Texas Tech.
And where do they have Texas Tech?
They'd be the 4.
Really?
Yeah.
We're both feverishly Googling here.
I'm fairly certain.
I think they do have Texas Tech, but they're also the...
Texas Tech's at 4, Georgia bumped up to 3.
Yes.
And yeah.
So if chalk were to hold and it happened right now, yes, Oregon would play either North Texas or Tulane. And then in the second round, they would get Texas Tech. And then in the semifinals, if chalk held, you'd get Ohio State.
I'm going to
ask
a dumb question.
Yeah.
Why then did Oregon, being the number 1 seed, play Ohio State?
Oh, they had that all messed up last year.
Yeah.
It was different last year because of the seed.
Yes.
Okay. The top seed did not get the easiest path to the championship last season, which they fixed.
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
So right now, you're staring at a home game against Virginia, Tulane, James Madison,
one of those three.
And then a neutral site game against Texas Tech before getting Ohio State.
And then on the other side of it, again, if chalk held, you would play Georgia or Indiana in the national title if it went that far.
You'd have to beat Ohio State.
Yes. Just saying, that's the other half of the
bracket. Or you could get a bye and just then take the winner of the 5-12 game, right?
Yes.
And then...
You'd still have Ohio State.
You'd have to win 3 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still on that side of the bracket. So it's probably just, it basically just be Texas Tech and Oregon flip-flopping. But if Texas Tech wins the Big 12, I don't know how they would flip-flop Oregon and Texas Tech.
They wouldn't. The only thing that would happen is, let's say Alabama gets the brakes beat off of them. In theory, I could see Bama being dumped down to the 5 or 6 and Oregon being elevated to the 4, Texas Tech to the 3. So there is some scenarios where these things could play out, but more than likely, Oregon's the 5. Because look, BYU's not going to beat Texas.
Oh, by the way, Ohio State was the 8 last year.
They were the 8?
Yeah, they were.
Oh,
the 8.
Yeah, because they weren't the 5. They lost to Michigan?
Yeah, Texas was the 5. Okay. So it was the same. Texas was the 5. They played the 4, Arizona State. But the thing that they changed is that it wouldn't be the Arizona State, quote, this year, because that last year was just conference champions.
Yeah, the 4 conference champs all got the bye.
Yeah, and Ohio State was the 8. I misremember that. I had them as the 5 in my head.
Well, it turns out they were the 8, and they kicked the hell out of everybody.
And they won the whole damn tournament.
Including the 1.
Well, anyway, let's come back and talk about, are we liking Oregon's playoff chances here? We'll get to that next on The Fan. Well, you look at the playoff odds, you know, and it's kind of wide open if you think that Ohio State can get knocked off, which... I mean, they haven't really been tested. I guess we'll find out more this weekend. But that team, I was looking at some numbers today. Ohio State is 14-1-1 against the spread since losing to Michigan last year.
Yeah.
And 6 of those games are against top 10 teams.
They're quite good.
It's unbelievable what they've done. So we'll see. If you think Ohio State is beatable, because we've watched their offense from time to time, it's like it was 14-7 game against Texas. Mm-hmm. We'll see what Indiana does against them. I guarantee you we'll change our tune on Ohio State if Indiana beats them.
Absolutely.
Everybody be like,
Even though Indiana's quite good and they beat Oregon by double digits at home. So.
But it's kind of a fun, this is going to be fun because, you know, there's just a lot of really good teams. Like, I think it's fascinating that Alabama, Miami, Notre Dame, like there's this talk of those 3 teams, 9, 10, 11 or whatever, and they won't all make the tournament, but they're all 3 really freaking good. In other words, last year it kind of seemed like, you know, maybe there were 3 or 4 teams that could win that thing.
Yeah.
This year it seems like there's a lot more.
Oh, absolutely.
And Oregon is, of course, amongst them again.
You can just make the case that this is, with the exception of Ohio State, which the knock on Ohio State is simply to be that, do we know how good they are? And that's just... That's an inherent dumb factor now of this system, is that no one plays anybody. I mean, the idea that you have all these teams in these massive conferences, and depending on the way the schedule breaks, I mean, it's so silly that 3 of the top, 5 teams in the country are all in the same conference and, you know, with the exception of Oregon and Indiana, they didn't play each other. That's dumb. Ohio State didn't have to play either one. Indiana didn't have to play Ohio State. It's ridiculous. So at least we got Oregon and Indiana. But with the exception of the caveat of Ohio State that we just don't know, I can give you a fatal flaw of every team that's in the playoff. There just isn't one of those teams that looks necessarily the part of national title, okay. Which means they all kind of look the part
exactly.
of national
Let
title.
Let me go down the list, and you tell me whether you think they could legitimately win the championship.
Sure.
Ohio State, obviously, yeah. Yes. Indiana?
I think so, because I think Indiana, I mean, obviously they proved they can beat Oregon on the road, but most of the time the teams that win the national title have a better talent profile than Indiana, and Indiana's better than like when TCU made it, or even when Washington made it. I mean, Indiana's got some guys, but I just feel that when push comes to shove and Indiana week after week has to play teams with much better talent profiles, can they? Yes. Will they? No.
Georgia.
Yes.
Oregon.
I don't love it, but yes, they're capable.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
Begrudgingly, yes, but I think they can only win it one way. Their right. defensive line is so filthy good.
A&M.
No.
Alabama.
Yes.
Ole Miss.
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
Miami.
Yeah.
I think they can, too.
Yeah.
They're really talented. Yep. Although Cristobal won't allow it, but...
I think so, too.
Again, so you just named...
So there's a difference, and by the way, there's a difference between can they and I think.
No, I get it, yeah. but the can is what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. You know... nobody's betting on Miami to win the national championship, but they're really loaded.
That's
what I'm saying is the difference between this year's tournament and last year's tournament. Last year you had Boise State in there. Yeah. You had freaking even Indiana last year wasn't ready.
No.
You had who's the other team that was in there? Arizona State was in
State.
There. I mean,
yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
This year you just named eight teams yep. capable of winning the championship. I think that's pretty fun.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how you feel about Oregon specifically, but if they get healthy. Why not Oregon?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'll say about Oregon is Oregon doesn't look dominant really against good teams. In fact, I haven't seen them look excellent against good teams. And so the idea, and this is, and Duck Fan gets all pissy and moany at me, but it's just what I believe. I thought last year's team, which shows you how much I know, last year's team looked like a national title team to me. And you ran into a buzzsaw that was Ohio State. I just thought last year when I watched Oregon play, I was like, that is a team that is 100% capable of winning a national championship. Will they? Who knows? But that definitely had the look of it. This year, if we're going to say that Oregon's best opponents that they've played, we had Penn State, we had Indiana, and then do you want to go like UW and USC, or do you throw Iowa in there?
I'd throw Iowa in there, yeah.
All right, well... Against Penn State, who turned out not to be a good team. I give them credit, though. It was still on the road. Penn State hadn't been broken yet. You know, you needed double overtime to pull that one out. Like, and Penn State really wasn't that good. But still, quality win, and you won by the skin of your teeth. Iowa is not a great team. I think I ended up winning, what, seven games? Maybe eight? But I think it was a 7-5 team. And I get it, bad weather. You needed a drive at the end of the game, and maybe the best throw I saw all year from Dante Moore to do that. Washington was a one-score game coming out of your own end zone. Again, Dante Moore saved your ass.
Iowa 8-4, bitch.
8-4, right? So, yeah, I think they had a big comeback win in the last game of the year. I think they pulled one out of the fire against somebody.
Well, they kicked the crap out of Nebraska.
Then what was the week before?
They beat Michigan State.
Michigan State. Michigan State was up on them, I think, by 15 or something. But, you know, no one's going to confuse Iowa with the national champion. Washington played absolutely horse crap on offense, and it was still a three-point game deep into the fourth quarter. All I'm saying is, in none of these games have I watched Oregon play and been like, yeah. Oregon's best thing is that they're resilient and they can win in different ways. They can win in a shootout. They can win in a rock fight. And when push comes to shove, with the exception of Indiana, they've been good down the stretch. But every team that they will play in the playoff, not named James Madison or Virginia, right? So whether it's Texas Tech, whether it's, you know, Ohio State and then Georgia, that will be your three toughest opponents. And you are going to have to play your three best games. And a game, actually, you're going to have to play better than any game you've played all year. And you're going to have to do that 3 weeks in a row. I don't see that happening. I think this is a good Oregon team. I don't think it is an elite team. I think next year and the year after, I think, is where Oregon starts to really stack these classes together. And you're like, geez, these guys have grown up. This doesn't smell like a national title team to me. It smells like a team that's overachieved and is playing their ass off and they're really well coached. I just think they're going to be a dollar short against the elite competition. And like when they played Indiana, Indiana is really good. They're not as talented as Oregon. They came into your place and Indiana was just better. That wasn't a fluke. They were just better than you. And I think there's more talented and better teams than Indiana out there.
All right. Coming up, the best thing going in the NBA is superstar trade rumors. You better believe it. And why can't Penn State find a coach? This is Isaac and Souk on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.